The NRL is preparing to suspend and fine New South Wales Origin star Payne Haas for his foul-mouthed tirade at police. Now, the Bronco received a 2-year good behaviour bond after threatening a female officer during a drunken incident in Tweed Heads last month. The hero told the officer, "Of course you're a woman, you think I won't touch you." Like, he's, that's really tough. Tough to say to a woman. The NRL integrity unit is set to whack him with a $20,000 fine. But New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott says the punishment doesn't go far enough. He joins me on the line right now. David, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You want to see Payne Haas banned from playing footy entirely?
Well, I do, and I certainly don't want to interfere with the NRL judicial process, and I've been in contact with the NRL, and I'm very, very comfortable that they know exactly where I stand, and I think where the 17,000 police in this state would probably stand. I actually think, given he's got form, given he not only threatened police but threatened the female police and the way that he threatened them, I actually think the example needs to be set, and I actually think that a removal from rugby league for a significant period of time, if not forever, is probably worth considering.
Does it make a difference that he's threatening a female officer, do you think?
Well, it doesn't, as the minister, because all police should be considered the same, regardless of their gender, race, sex preferences, or religion. But when you consider the way that the NRL players in 2021, indeed for 100 years, have been icons for our youth. When you consider the weight of example that comes with being a first-grade rugby league player, I actually do think it needs to be taken into consideration. And let's face it, some of the NRL players over the years haven't really been known for their appreciation of the fairer sex. So I think that what we need to do is take that into consideration. But I also believe that since in his attack and threats towards the police, he did highlight the fact that, you know, just because you're a woman doesn't mean that you're going to be immune from my anger. Well, actually, I think that does also need to be taken into consideration.
What did you think of what Catherine Lumby, the occasional gender advisor for the NRL, said when she blamed cultural differences for what he did?
Well, Chris, that set me off. I mean, if she's a professor, if she was teaching my kids, I'd want my money back, because I think that her entire approach to this was just ridiculous. I mean, half of my family are Polynesian, and if any of them had spoken to a police officer like that, the court or their profession would be the least of their problems. I would be the bigger problem. I can't believe that anybody who claims to have an appreciation of gender issues, of race issues, can actually use that as some sort of mitigating circumstance, because it's an insult to the entire Polynesian community.
Yeah.
And when you consider we have, as you will know, because I've discussed this with you, we've got record Indigenous numbers coming into the New South Wales Police Force. So if policing was such a big challenge to those communities, why are they sending their sons and daughters into the New South Wales Police Force at record levels? That was just a very, very naive and, in fact, insulting, and some could say racist response.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for yours.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Chris.
Good on you, David Elliott, New South Wales Police Minister. If not forever, he's saying. What do you think of that, Payne Haas, and what he had to say in that rant recently? 131 873 is the telephone number.